Welcome, gentlemen. This is Solo Main, and the truth is out there. Sounds like some kind of sort of alien program, but this is just my views on the world experiment gone wrong. You know, the experiment where the future is Femon. And as we can see, there's no future with Femons, because most Femons do not think long-term. And if you notice, all the Femons in powerful positions are fucking up. And they're only in those positions because they have a vagina, not because they're capable of doing the job. And unfortunately, it shows, doesn't it? Not all Femons are terrible in power, but a lot of them use the power, don't they, for their own gains. Of course, men in powerful positions have done that also, but Femons have taken it to the next level. Femons are born selfish and self-centered. They can't help it, it's just their nature. You see, Femons of today are very entitled already, before they get into power. And entitled Femons with a lot more entitlement and power become monsters. In my simple mind, men are supposed to be masculine and Femons are supposed to be feminine. We are supposed to get together and have a baby. We are supposed to both bring the baby up, giving the baby both sides of the coin. The Femon helps with nurturing and emotions. The man deals with discipline and logic. In other words, the why. And that's why most children of today who were brought up by Femons only are emotional wrecks. And if you go up behind them and go, boo, they'll stick on the ceiling. The world media is one of the worst liars on the planet now. It pretends everything's okay and just hunky-dory. It not only hides when Femons screw up, it actively lies about it. But us real men can actually see between the lines, can't we? And for me anyway, Femons in powerful positions has been disastrous. Not all cases, but in most. And I don't know whether you've noticed, but because there's no laws for Femons anymore in society, most Femons have reverted back to their true nature. Most of them are acting like they're whores and sluts, aren't they, and dressing like it too. Of course, there's always been whores and sluts around, and men have used them for obvious reasons, but they don't really respect them, and never really have. Femon said, please stop putting me on a pedestal, and then immediately put themselves on a pedestal, far higher than a man ever did. Femon said, don't treat me like a sex object, and then turns around and acts just like one. And all these reasons why Femons weren't in politics or in powerful positions was supposedly the patriarchy keeping them down and keeping them out. But the real reason is because they just didn't want to be in there. They weren't interested in that. Femons weren't really into video games much because they weren't interested in that. Then they realize that's where all the men are, and they can get a lot of attention from men. And that's the only reason they got into video gaming, mostly. And these two places, take a look at the video game industry. It's disastrous, isn't it? Politics now is disastrous. The trouble with Femons is that they believe what they've been told. They're delusional. They're not really living in the reality world. They believe they can do anything and better than a man. And of course they can't. Can anybody name anything that Femons have got into lately in greater numbers and it's been better because of it? Because I can't. Of course man isn't wonderful either. He can't do everything. He does what a man's supposed to do. And he does it well. The thing is about Femons, they had way more power many, many years ago than they do now. And they were far more happier and content. The modern Femons have screwed with the law of nature, and they're paying for it dearly. Of course, the trouble is they're affecting man's life along with it. modern feminism and freeing the nipple has really only shown man how one-trick ponies femmes are, with not much depth. Whether it's right or wrong, for thousands of years man has taken care of the femon, and even loved the femon, forgiven the femon. So in a way, man has helped create this monster. And a lot of femons are monsters now. A lot of them have that crazy look in their eyes. Makes you want to hide all the sharp instruments, doesn't it? It's unfortunate that men nowadays have to protect themselves from femons. And unfortunately that means staying away from them. But man is hardwired to be attracted to the femon, so they can get together and mate. So it's a bit of a conundrum. But this is where man has to use his logic. Something that femons don't possess. I really do feel sorry for the young men out there in today's world. But there's nothing I can do to help them. They just have to be strong and masculine. Because that's the way nature intended them to be. Good luck, men.
I have a dream, and I may not get there with you.